from Love Street to Easter Road. We miss his dulcet tones. He made Leonard Cohen sound like the Ramones. I regret a lot of things. I know Edith Piaf, but I don't regret getting Arthur Montford's autograph. To opinion, he liked a real good laugh. On eBay, it's 15p for Arthur Montford's autograph. As far as we know, he never took cocaine or met a hooker. His voice was better suited for the snooker. No one could say 1-0 quite like him. He was never associated with the worst finger or whim. Wore tight shorts, Arthur kept it dour, mumbling into microphones for Clyde and Stenhouse Muir. Maybe he was a go-getter and we've done him a disservice, but I'm pretty sure he was even duller than Peter Purvis. Very musical, you know, I've got four piaffs and a piano.
Fortune Nookie, Fuffle, Fur Pie, Furry Cup, Gange, Garage of Love, Gash, Gleaming Mound of Venus.